This is URN.
The Pulse Breakdown.
Hello and welcome to The Pulse on URN. I'm Shivani and today I am joined by Charlotte, Demi, David and our producer Harry. The first story today is from Demi.
Alright, so it's been described as Netflix for clothes. A subscription with this future possible product will basically allow you to rent clothes right from the high street store. And according to research by Westfield Shopping Centre, half of 23 to 35-year-olds surveyed said that they would be interested in a rental clothing scheme. So this is really similar to that of Rent the Runway, which allows you to rent designer clothes for 10% of the asking price for a number of days, and then you would send it back. And so it would allow you, so for us, since it's on the high street, it'd allow us to rent Forever 21, H&M, Zara, New Look. It'd allow us to rent those clothes for maybe a week or so. Because according to research, millennials, which is us, we like to change up our style very often, but we don't have the money. We can't afford to do that. So I guess the question here is will that be a good idea? I mean, will being able to rent clothes whenever we want, Does that change the way we view clothes, money? Will that help us, or will it be like detrimental in any way?
I'm all for the idea because I would definitely be into that. I always get bored of my wardrobe. Like I've got so many clothes and I hate all of them. so I would love the idea of being able to rent them and just give them back after, and you'd never be seen in the same outfit. But I can see it being detrimental to the shopping industry just because people will probably not tend to buy clothes and decide they're going to rent them instead.
Yeah. And if you rent the clothes, you'd rent maybe something that came out in this current season and you'd send it back, and the stores would never get rid of their clothes because you're renting it. I think what they want to do is have like a section of the store that's rentable and another section that isn't. You have to buy the rest of the clothes.
Okay, that's a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we live in a society where everything is so throwaway. Like, mm-hmm. we get a top for the season and then throw it away when it's winter or something. So with renting clothing, it may prevent waste.
Well, I don't think that would apply so much to high street clothing, the whole idea of just throwing it out after the season's over, because, like, I guess high street stuff, they aren't as, like, you don't see them on the runway. It's not as big a deal as if you were caught in, like, Versace dress on the red carpet as opposed to, like, H&M top.
So if it was a Versace dress, I can completely understand why I would want to rent that, because you want a nice dress for a nice occasion that you may not wear more than once.
Mm-hmm.
Like a prom dress, for example.
Well, but would that not be more sensible to rent then?
Yeah, no, I agree with that argument. But with high street clothing, you buy an outfit and you wear it a few times till you get bored of it, and then you never wear it again. You throw it out.
I don't think that's very true, because you have like dresses that you wear different times. Like you have a black dress or something that you'd wear for different occasions, or you'd style it differently. I think that it's a novel idea. Like, I think in the beginning it might be cool maybe if they did it once a season. So like if Zara came out in September, you can rent however many clothes you want and send it back. But I don't think they should have a long term thing, because eventually no one would have any clothes of their own. You'd end up renting all your clothes.
True.
Except like your underwear.
Oh yeah, I would not want to rent underwear.
No. You don't know what people get up to in all these rented clothes. What if someone has like an accident in some rented jeans?
True.
And you rent it next?
True.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming again that it's the responsibility of the person who rented the clothes out to make sure they're in a reusable condition by the time they go back.
Yeah, but you'd also like to hope that the company that you're renting from would then ensure the clothes are clean for use and not got, like, if someone had bed bugs and that got in the clothes, that would be pretty detrimental.
Well, yeah, you'd imagine that you'd have the right to send them back. Yeah, well, at that point, if the company sent that on to you, you'd have the right to say, no.
Yeah, exactly.
But wouldn't you like to have your own favourite hoodie? I mean, I assume that once, if this became a thing, people would rent half hoodie, would rent half their clothes and have some of their own stuff, but wouldn't you prefer to just have your own clothes? Like, I'd like to walk into my closet and see that this is mine.
I'm very much of the opinion that I really do not care.
Well, we've just had a text in saying that renting clothes would be a great idea for teenagers, particularly people who are growing.
Oh, great shout.
Possibly like an inch a week, when they're going through a growth spurt or something. So that would be a really ideal time.
Good shout. And actually, To be honest, shoes would also make sense at that point because...
But shoes are very tricky because they kind of mould to your feet.
Yeah, like, well, once you wear them, they're all worn out at the bottom
as
well.
Yeah, and they wear out and you don't...
Inner soles.
But that's a really good idea. I mean, my brother's 13 and every week he's changing size in terms of upwards or outwards.
I'm not sure he's going to appreciate you saying that.
He'd definitely benefit from renting clothes rather than keeping them. My mum spends too much on... buying him clothes every week.
So Demi, how would these clothes be rented? Would they be on like a subscription basis, like Netflix? Or
yeah. So basically, with Rent the Runway Now, what they do is that you subscribe to like the website, I guess, and then when you want to rent a dress, you would just rent it out when you need it. And then they also have different subscription types, so you can pay like $100 a month and get unlimited clothes for that entire month. And according to them...
Which could still actually be cheaper than buying these clothes.
I'd imagine it would be... Oh, especially, did you say Rent a Runway was for designer clothes?
Yeah, they have from like Vera Wang to Calvin Klein. They have all like high-end designers and they've rented out $809 million worth of designer clothes for 10% because you're only paying 10% of the dress.
So how did we not almost hear about it then? Because it seems like that's
it's
kind
of... a really big deal in the States. I just don't think it's a big deal here because London, I guess, is more... It's more like, not people like to have their own stuff. Like they like to know that this is my fur, these are my boots or my thing. I don't think a lot of or the people in the workforce.
I think it is a different consumer culture here.
I think it's changing. I definitely think that our generation, as we get older, we will probably gravitate more towards Rent a Runway. But I think the older generation of English are not necessarily into that type of. I know, multiple people wearing the same dress.
I know for sure that my mum would not be comfortable with renting someone else's clothing because she wouldn't know what they've done in it, so she wouldn't be comfortable with that.
Yeah. I think that's the difference. Like your parents wouldn't be into it, but I would be into it, or my sister would be really into it.
I think it's a great idea.
I mean, when it comes to designer clothes as well, if you've got a product that's designer, you like to brag about it because it's yours. Mm-hmm. Like you were saying about your Louis earlier.
Yeah.
Like they are your treasured possessions. So if you did have to rent them, you'd have to give them back. And that's a major thing.
I know.
For most.
People get connected to their clothes. Yeah. Like you form emotional attachments to... That's why we all have that hoodie from 10 years ago that doesn't fit and it's all ripped up. But
you
we're
might.
Not throwing it. Okay. I have like four.
You would lose the idea of like trying on clothes and things.
Well, not really, because they have stores. Rent a Runway has opened 3 stores around the States. So you can go in there and try on the dress and rent it for
and
the time you
need. Isn't online shopping doing that anyway?
Yeah, I mean, by definition, you would either have to or completely wouldn't. And that would either, as Charlotte mentioned, be via online shopping. Or you would have to have some sort of try it on, because otherwise, unless you had an unlimited plan, mm-hmm. you'd have to send it back if, you know, the Hollister brand doesn't... Oh, bad example, design. Yeah. But, you know, if the H&M size didn't quite match the Primark size, you know...
They send you 2 different sizes, actually. Rent the Runway, not... What they do is they send you the size you want, and then you can pick either a smaller size or a bigger size, just in case. They've thought
Genius.
Of everything.
Genius.
They have. It's
they
really
have
good.
They have thought of everything.
It is really good.
I think it's the future. I genuinely believe that this is the future.
But then
future.
What happens for guys? Because I don't see guys... I don't see
caring.
The majority of guys. Yeah, I don't see them caring,
you say that and it's very stereotypical because my brother cares so much more about
fashion
than I do.
I didn't say all of them. I don't think the majority of guys would be like... Would spend the time to like, okay, let me rent this out for a week.
I don't know.
Feel like they forget.
I actually think it's a little bit less important for... Men, not saying that people don't enjoy their fashion more, but I actually think that a man can re-wear a suit or a smart outfit, whereas there's a little bit more of a social stigma to wearing the same dress or the same style.
Yeah.
And it's also much less noticeable. A suit can be worn with different shirts, with different ties.
Yeah, true, we should try that. We should have one guy and one girl wear the exact same outfit for a week and see...
I'm pretty sure that's been done on a YouTube video. Like that must exist.
Or
maybe
if it's not been done, we could always do a
pulse investigation.
Yeah,
pulse investigation.
We should. I think that'd be really interesting. I'm up for it. I hate trying to find something new every day.
I was gonna say, would the clothes be washed like midweek, or would this be like the experiment?
What, for the experiment?
Well, I mean,
yeah.
I assume you'd wash it when it smells. So like, if you wear a top and you sweat and it smells, you'd wash
or
it.
Or like,
that night
if
and wear
why
it
don't you just have like a really plain outfit, like jeans and a white t-shirt? I'm sure
no,
you've
because
got...
white is never a good color to do any length of
we
length
should just
activity.
Have something like plain, so maybe a girl in like a nice jeans, shoes, like a sweater or something, but not something that's really plain that you never notice. It has to be something that people be like, oh yeah, you look nice, and then it's like you look nice again. Like how does that really go? Because I think it would be a bigger deal for girls than it would be for guys. And this might not help guys as much.
If that hasn't been done by the tab, I'll be gobsmacked.
We should do, I don't think it has, and we should do it.
Okay.
There's only one way to find out.
Exactly.
Well, we'll get on that. You've heard it here first.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Copyright the Pulse. Right?
Copyright Pulse investigations, yep. This
is URN.
The Pulse Breakdown.